6. Astronomy.
You all know, of course, what astronomy is. This is Astronomy 205, after all, but do you know what cosmology is?
I know the Russians called astronauts cosmonauts. Is cosmology just the Russian word for astronomy?
I like your reasoning on that, but no, I'm afraid you're not exactly correct. Cosmology is, in fact, quite similar to astronomy, but more specifically, cosmology is the study of the universe and its components. This includes how the universe was formed, how it has evolved, its future, and by extension, man's place in it. You can think of cosmology in macro terms. Where astronomy also looks at every little planet and asteroid, cosmology is only concerned with the larger things, the cosmos, as we say. Modern cosmology grew from the beliefs of ancient man and his ideas about the origin of the universe. Ever since people could think, they've sought to explain the existence and nature of the world around them. The search continues today for answers to the big three questions of life. 1. Where did we come from? 2. Why are we here? 3. Where are we going? This quest has split cosmology into three main disciplines: religious cosmology, physical cosmology, and metaphysical cosmology. In religious cosmology, beliefs about the creation and destruction of the universe provide a framework for understanding man's role in the universe and his relationship to the creator of that universe, a god or gods, depending on the belief system. This view holds that the universe was consciously created, and that the creator has some purpose or design for everything in it, including man. In many cases, religious cosmologies also foretell the end of the universe. Many religions accept the findings of physical cosmology, arguing that science supports their conceptions. After religious cosmology, we have physical cosmology. Physical cosmology deals with the study of the physical origins of the universe and the nature of the universe on its very largest scale. It seeks to understand the universe through scientific observation and experiment. Modern scientific cosmology uses physics, astronomy, and mathematics to explain how the universe began and how it is growing. For hundreds of years, scientists thought the universe was static and unchanging, but in 1964, they confirmed that the universe began with an explosion, coined the Big Bang. Recent technological advances in telescopes and space observatories have provided a wealth of new information about physical cosmology. We now have a much better understanding of not only what makes up the universe, but also its overall architecture. At the core of modern physical cosmology is an idea developed by the ancient Greeks, called geometric cosmology. Geometric cosmology is the belief that the underlying order of the universe can be expressed in mathematical form. But is mathematics a human invention, or does it have an independent existence?
Math is pure. It has an independent existence, doesn't it?
Well, that's what many people believe, but it's hard to prove. It's like the whole, if a tree falls in the forest and nobody is there to hear it, does it make a sound? Conundrum. Mathematics may indeed have an existence independent from human invention, but as humans, we can only experience math as humans. This can be a tough concept to grasp, but let's move on now to the third type of cosmology, metaphysical cosmology. Who can tell me what metaphysics is? Any philosophy majors out there?
Yeah, metaphysics is the study of reality and the ways in which we can perceive it.
Very good. You must have taken a philosophy class or two. Thank you. So, metaphysical cosmology stands in between religious and physical cosmology. Metaphysical cosmology seeks to draw logical conclusions about the nature of the universe and man's place in it, addressing questions that are beyond the scope of science. Unlike religious cosmology, it approaches these questions using philosophical methods, such as dialectics, that is, examining opposite arguments in coming to a conclusion. For example, metaphysical cosmology might borrow presumed facts from religion or observation and compare it with scientific facts. One example is the cosmological argument, which is an argument for the existence of God based primarily on the point of view that the mere existence of a universe demands a creator. So, just to review, the three types of cosmology are religious, physical, and metaphysical. Religious cosmology relies on religious texts and beliefs. Physical cosmology uses science and math. And metaphysical cosmology uses philosophy to bridge the gap between religious and physical cosmology.
Number 1. The professor discusses different disciplines within cosmology. Put them in the order he discusses them. Number 2. Why does the professor mention the Big Bang? Number 3. According to the professor, what does metaphysical cosmology use to understand the universe? Number 4. What does the speaker mean when he says this?
Recent technological advances in telescopes and space observatories have provided a wealth of new information about physical cosmology.